We're on Radio Row. Casey Vallier along. I'm Matt Taylor, an NFL analyst from SiriusXM. He's the co-host of The Opening Drive. He's at the Combine all week long, but right now he's getting some well-deserved R&R, maybe taking in some lunch here on day two of the Combine. That's Solomon Wilcott, former NFL player and, again, NFL analyst with us on the phone right now. Solomon, thanks for the time. Welcome back to Indy, man. How are you?
Hey, Matt, doing great. And it's always good to come to Indianapolis. And, you know, this is sort of a convention, right, between all the 32 teams, the owners, the general managers and coaches and all the scouting departments. And we get to have great access, right, and have great conversations with people around the league. So I'm happy to be on with you today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I walked by the set a little bit earlier yesterday, and then again today you guys are talking to a bunch of coaches and GMs naturally here at the Combine. So what are you tracking? What are the big storylines for you based on the folks you've been able to talk to and have on your airwaves?
Well, you know, look, there's a lot of teams doing contracts now. They're about to approach free agency. They're trying to decide whether they're going to use franchise tags. Then you got people looking at the draft, and they've been successful at building but still need to add more pieces, right? If you're the Chargers, we talked with Tom Telesco, their general manager, this morning. Talked to their head coach Brandon Staley yesterday. They've taken an offensive lineman each of the last 2 years, and they know they have to protect Justin Herbert. He also talked about needing to get him under contract. So you got to be able to multitask if you're a general manager in this league. Team building is never a completed process. But I got to tell you, the biggest story that broke today is that there's now an arrest warrant for one of the top guys on the board in Jalen Carter. And so that really has kind of knocked us all back on our heels just a little bit.
Solomon, one of the things that, you know, we talked to you at training camp. You were out at Grand Park here, and then the 2022 season happened for the Colts. When you look back at what happened in 2022, you had all kinds of storylines with Indianapolis. How shocked were you at the culmination of the season?
Oh, man, nothing. I think it was one of the biggest stories of 2022 in terms of what didn't happen. Remember, we were thinking this is a team that was a quarterback away.
Right.
That could compete even in a tough AFC environment because of the way the roster was built and what Matt Ryan was bringing to the table. As it turned out, the offensive line had some problems with injuries. It was probably the most disappointing and underperforming group for any team, I think, around the NFL in terms of what the expectations were and then what you actually got. And then if you would have told anyone you're going to put an aging quarterback like Matt Ryan behind an offensive line that's not really good, no one would have predicted success. But we thought this line was so much better and thought they would perform so much better. So we were all expecting a high level of success offensively for the Colts, but it really never materialized.
Now, sticking with that, this is an offensive line that most likely is going to stay relatively intact heading in, as far as contracts go, heading into 2023. Is it fixable? Can you see a change from what we saw last year into the upcoming year here in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you're Braden Smith and Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly, I think those guys, they'll tell you that they all can play better. And they have played better. So, you love the fact that, you know, those three guys are going to come back. Bernard Raimann, who had been a third-round pick, underperformed but was thrust in the mix way before he was ready. And I don't – even when they drafted him, I didn't think they believed he'd be starting games early in September, but found himself doing that. You and I both know he had up and down moments. Mm-hmm. And then you had other injuries across the line that created a domino effect. But I think once you can stabilize it and they can stay healthy, then I think you'll see some improvements across the board.
That's Solomon Wilcott with a SiriusXM NFL insider. As you know, Solomon, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We've talked to a lot of people so far this week on Radio Row about Bryce Young. And there's people that say, hey, don't worry about this guy. He's a playmaker. He started Alabama. He's dominating the SEC. He can make off-schedule throws. And then there's other people that say, I wouldn't touch this guy because he's under 6 foot. He's under 200 pounds. Where are you with Bryce Young's durability and his potential to stay available in the National Football League in the long term?
Well, he's 6 feet, 190 something pounds, about 200 pounds. If you look at Drew Brees, what was Drew Brees? 6 feet. If you look at a Fran Tarkenton, 6 feet. There are a lot of quarterbacks who played at 6 feet. Jalen Hurts is right about 5'11", 6 feet, right? And there have been quarterbacks at 6 feet who've been great in our league. And when you look at the ability to move around, I think you have to be creative offensively. There's no doubt. You'd rather have a taller guy. But more importantly, you just have that guy. You got to judge Bryce Young and all the characteristics from the neck up. His ability to read defense, his ability to be calm under pressure, his ability to have this poise and leadership qualities. Those are the things that you value most in quarterback, more than you ever do height, right? He's put it like this. He's taller than Kyler Murray. And so and we've seen Kyler Murray be successful in our league. We've seen him struggle, but not necessarily because of his height, right? You are going to have, I think, in Bryce Young, if the Colts were fortunate to get him, you're going to have a guy who could be your quarterback the next 10 years. You're going to have a guy who can lead in a locker room, a guy who knows how to win games and manage moments and not turn the ball over. So, I think if nobody's perfect, I remember when Peyton Manning was coming, they said he had a weak arm. They said remember all the interceptions he threw as a rookie? People were ready to bail. And all you end up doing is becoming one of the greatest quarterbacks our game has ever seen. So, if you can dot and check the box that the most important, leadership, likability, talent, poise under pressure when chaos is all around you, they have the ability to create this calmness and this poise, and they have the leadership to have to create comfort behind wins. Other guys in the locker room are fine. Those are the things you want to be paying attention to.
Now, this is something that you might totally laugh at me, and I completely understand, but which is, as Matt is already doing
now,
right?
Solomon.
But one of the things I look at, you look at C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, and these guys excelled in probably the best conferences in college football, in the SEC and the Big Ten. Are we too critical of what these guys do? I know they're playing probably the most important position in all of sports at the quarterback level, so the criticism comes with that territory. But are we too critical of some of these guys at this moment?
Yeah, because you know why? We have too much time on our hands.
we're at the combine filling it up, Solomon.
We got to fill up shows. We got to create content. We have to keep our listeners and viewers happy in terms of continue to turn over every stone. Any place where there might be a story, we have to go there. I mean, let's face it. That's what we're tasked to do. And so you're asking all the right questions. And I think what happens is you start out high on a guy, then we start to critique him so much we tear him down. And by the time we get to draft day, we're high on him again.
Right.
You know, so that's the cycle.
Yes,
so it's
it is.
Quite all right. These players have to undergo the scrutiny because there's too much invested in these players without checking every box and dotting every I and crossing every T.
No doubt about that. He is spitting some wisdom right there. Solomon Wilcots, NFL analyst. You hear him on SiriusXM. You got to get up early because he's the co-host of the opening drive. How long are you in town for, Solomon, in Indianapolis? And what do you got going on the rest of the week in terms of the show?
Well, we'd be here all week. And, we're talking with players who are coming through. We talk to the coaches. We talk to general managers and really get a sense for how they want to build a team and how they go about the evaluation process through the draft. So we'll be here every morning and then, of course, through Saturday morning and then head back. I get to head back home after, coming off vacation. Then I came here. So
attaboy.
I'm telling you, the NFL calendar just keeps turning. But we love it. We love it. And I love the day-to-day coverage
right
on our league. It's nothing better going, guys. Nothing better.
No doubt about that. Always appreciate your time, Solomon. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in the Circle City. Safe travels back to Cincinnati, and I hope we can do it again soon. Always appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on.